out. Isaac, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Take us back to the moment that you took the mark.
Well, I guess I was stuck in the back line on Jesse Hogan, and I was meant to be a free man, and I was well out of my comfort zone, that's for sure. And Jesse got the push on me and takes off, and then I'm lucky the kick went over his head. I was in all sorts, and I just went for it. And initially, was going to punch. I was punching it at any cost because they were in a bit of a roll, and they'd kicked a couple. And as I went up there, so I got a bit of a hang and changed mid flight and clunked it, which was nice.
Did you have a sense when you took it? That was a pretty good grab.
Well, I hit the ground pretty hard. So yeah. I was like, maybe I got up there a little way, but no, not really at the time. No.
What do you think when you look back at it now?
Oh, pretty happy with it. Yeah. Big time.
Is that as good as you've taken?
I'd say so. Yeah, I think to take mark of the year is a pretty good achievement, I think. Yeah.
Michael Dixon joined us a few weeks ago, just before he was going to make his NFL debut. He said that he'd shown your mark to his Seahawks teammates.
Yeah, he flipped me a little message and said it's sort of gone through the team meeting, and I was pretty chuffed with that. And then obviously Antonio Brown retweeted as well, so I was pretty happy with that. Yeah.
Have you followed Michael's progress so far?
I have. He's a legend. He, as you can see, he's so humble, but he's absolutely killing it. And he's doing extremely well. Even the drop kicks now, yeah. And just changing the game, really.
Hasn't he created a vibe in the media?
Hasn't he? Yeah.
Did he have those ambitions when you were in the academy with him?
Yeah, definitely. He had the drive. Definitely had the drive, and obviously had a red hot crack at AFL and couldn't quite make it there. And always had a massive boot on him, and would kick out from full back at the age of sort of 14, 15, and would be kicking at 50, 60 meters.
Right.
Always had a massive boot, and was always really accurate. And obviously, he's just taking the opportunity with both hands.
Yeah, what a journey that would be.
Incredible. Yeah, incredible.
What's the prize for mark of the year?
Well, we're just talking about this. I think it's a year's worth of wheat bix, which I don't even eat, but maybe I'll start eating it, and then 10K in cash, I believe.
You could put that to good use. We were just saying, there was a time when it was a car.
Yeah, until you said someone sold it when they only had it for a year.
I think that's the story. I'm not sure whether it's the trigger why it stopped being a car or not, but the idea of marking the car was always sort of a rich lure.
Yeah. Yeah,
marking the year supply of Weet-Bix doesn't have quite the same ring to it, does it?
No, not at all.
How have you come away from the season? The grim fight to make the finals and then the disappointment at the end.
Yeah, obviously it was I think you can look at it in a successful year, I believe, but far from where we should have been and where we believe we could have been. We had a year that wasn't quite there for us, I believe. We couldn't quite put a four-quarter performance together on a consistent basis, which was a little bit frustrating at times. And obviously, I believe we could have gone a lot further than we did, and it was a disappointing end of the season.
Is it a bit of an unsettling time? Obviously, Dan Hannanbury is leaving, and it looks like Gary Rowan will as well, and what the list ends up looking like?
I think there's those two changes and whatever happens from here on in. But I think you look at it and there's still such a positive vibe around the club, and obviously they've got some personal reasons, hence why they're leaving the club. And I look at it and I'm extremely excited for next year. There were some young players coming through that are super talented with a lot of X factor, and I'm really excited for next year.
And getting Callum Mills back will be pretty handy.
Yeah, get Callum Mills. Hopefully get Sam Naismith. He'll be up and running, and hopefully one of the best ruckmen in the comp when he's up and running, and a couple of others back there from injury, which would be nice.
Will you give yourself a breather?
Yeah, off the off season.
Yeah.
Yeah, get away. Hopefully I'll get to Darwin, have a little fish and a little flick around there, and hopefully to Sri Lanka as well, which would be nice.
Who do you fish with?
Zach Jones. We always get around, and we catch absolute donuts in Sydney. There's nothing around there, so we've decided to fly out and head to Darwin for a few days and hopefully catch some big fish up there.
What are the fishing spots in Sydney?
What are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't know because we're just throwing a line at the moment. We're not catching anything. So I live in Maroubra, and so does he. So we just flick off. There's a couple of rocks around there, and I've got a little tinny in Sydney as well. So we'll throw that in the harbour and try and pick up some kingies and stuff like that. But haven't had the best of luck.
And the grand final, will you watch it?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. It's obviously an exciting time of the year, whether you're in it or not. And there's a lot of buzz around it, and it's going to be an absolute ripper of a grand final. So I'm looking forward to it.
Which way are you leaning?
I'm not sure because they both put in unbelievable performances last week. So I'm probably Collingwood, I'm leaning. Maybe home ground advantage. So, but you look at West Coast and their forward line's pretty potent.
Yeah, he had a couple of great games against West Coast, didn't he?
Yeah, obviously first round in Optus Stadium over there. We knocked him over, which was one of our probably better wins of the year. And then I think the other one was at the SCG. And yeah, we're none from two and we got kicked out of the finals pretty early. So it's disappointing.
Isaac, good on you for dropping in. Congratulations on Mark of the Year. It was a beauty.
You. Thanks. Thanks, Hans.
Isaac Heaney stopping by at Crown after the Brownlow Medal, and he was named as taking the Mark of the Year. It's gone global.